We've been talking with Macaulay Culkin, who stars in the new film Saved, a comedy set in a Christian high school. My guest Brian Donnelly directed and co-wrote the movie. Reviewing Saved in the Chicago Reader, Jonathan Rosenbaum wrote, quote, "Brian Donnelly's first feature is audacious and likable, not only for its satirical treatment of fundamentalist Christian teenagers and a couple of their elders, but also for its sympathy toward them. It's been a long time since I've seen a teen movie as lively, as unpredictable, as generous, and as tough-minded as this one," unquote. Save was produced by Single Cell, the company co-founded by Michael Stipe of the band R.E.M. Brian Donnelly, welcome to Fresh Air. What gave you the idea of doing a high school comedy about cliques and gender confusion, teen pregnancy, a rock band, but setting it at a Christian high school?
I think we sort of attacked it from a lot of different angles. I had to write a script while I was at grad school at AFI. So one of the first rules about writing
American Film Institute,
yeah. One of the first rules of writing is you write about what you know. And I had gone to a Catholic elementary school, a Jewish summer camp, and a Christian high school. So I was sort of familiar with this world. And that was interesting to me. I also had, it was right about around the time that Columbine was happening and the Bush was getting elected. And so that was interesting to me. And I realized sort of all these kids sort of were expressing their faith really openly in sort of mainstream America. And that was different from when I had gone to a Christian high school. And the other sort of approach was loving teen movies, having grown up on John Hughes movies, and sort of taking the idea, like, what if you did sort of a John Hughes-style movie and had subversive undertones and, you know, sort of had everything in the movie that you would never have seen in those movies. So it was kind of that was how we approached it when we started writing it.
Now, it's interesting. I mean, you're satirizing religion in it, but the people at the end of the film, I mean, they still have faith. What you're really satirizing in a way is the self-righteousness and the way that certain religious people use their faith to justify selfishness, jealousy, and pride, saying that it's all for the sake of Jesus.
Well, it was really, you know, taking a look at fanaticism and zealotry, you know, and sort of putting in the microcosm of a high school, which seemed like kind of the best way to address that, because mm-hmm. when you're young, you're sort of more open to a lot of different ideas, but you're also more vulnerable. So that's sort of where that came from.
When you were going to Christian high school, were most of the students in the school, did they want to be there? Did they want to be like full-time Christians, if you know what I mean? Or were they often rebelling against the teachings in the school?
There wasn't a lot of rebellion. There was a lone Jewish girl that went to my school.
There's a character like that in the movie.
Yep. Cassandra. Everything uh-huh. in the movie is based on fact, uh-huh. personal experience, or extensive research, which was really, really important to me when I was making the film. But so there was this lone Jewish girl, people were always trying to get her saved. And she was very tough in this atmosphere. I have no idea why she went to the school, probably a similar circumstance to my own. But so that was sort of interesting. And I remember there was this other sort of rebellious girl who it was the first girl I ever kissed. And, you know, 5 years later, she turned out to be, you know, big lesbian. So it was kind of a very interesting environment to grow up.
What were some of the rules that you had to follow in your high school?
In my high school, we couldn't dance. We couldn't be more than 10 inches from the opposite sex. Girls' skirts had to be 3 inches from their knee if they were kneeling. So it was pretty strict. It was much stricter than the current movement, you know, sort of the Jesus Rocks movement, which is, you know, it's such a mirror for pop culture. It's really hard almost to tell the difference sometimes if you're, you know, attending one of these assemblies or one of these rallies or rock concerts. So that's a huge difference from my experience.
Were there school dances in which you were allowed to get closer than 6 inches to someone of the opposite sex?
No dancing allowed. Our senior prom was a puppet show at the Peter Pan Inn, so we were safe.
My guest is Brian Donnelly, and he co-wrote and directed the new movie Saved, which is a comedy set in a Christian high school. I want to play a scene from Saved, and this is a scene in which the whole student body is assembled in the auditorium. The girl band, the Christian girl band, has just performed. And now Pastor Skip is coming in, and he's the pastor who thinks he's really down with the young people. And he comes in by doing a kind of somersault, by doing a flip. And then he starts, you know, talking in in all this hip-hop language because he's so hip. So let me play that scene.
Welcome to the first assembly of the year. Give it up to Lord Jesus is in the house. Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, yeah. Biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
Down with the G-O-D, that's right.
All right. Jesus rules. Jesus rules.
Jesus rules. Jesus rules. Jesus rules.
And that was Martin Donovan as Pastor Skip, a scene from the new movie Saved. Brian, did you ever see anything quite like that?
Absolutely. Yeah, that character and that sort of assembly is a mix of actual assemblies and also sort of larger Christian rallies, youth groups, Christian concerts. That there is a certain setup that's very similar to all of them. And Pastor Skip character sort of a creation of a bunch of different sort of young youth pastors, a little bit of Carmen, who's on TBN. He's sort of this pastor who, through the years, he's been around for maybe 15 years, but with every sort of change in pop culture, he changes with it. Like he was hip-hop, he did rap, he did disco, he's sort of kind of all over the place, and so I sort of found that fascinating. And they do, like I said earlier, it's such a mirror for pop culture that they really sort of have adopted so much of the language and the style of, contemporary culture that, you do find a lot of the preachers kind of talking in this awkward, cool, language.
There's a lot of pop culture that has its parallel in Christian pop culture. So there's a lot of Christian rock bands and metal bands and punk bands, and there's probably Christian hip hop bands.
All of that.
What were some of the surprising things that you found in Christian pop culture when you were doing research for the movie?
I think I don't know if ironic's the right word, but there's this whole sort of concept of not idolizing anyone because it's a sin. But you go to these concerts and you have these bands and you have all these kids sort of screaming for the band. And a lot of the bands, because they're really conscious of that, don't have pictures of themselves on the T-shirt. They use symbols. So it's sort of a way of addressing that. But I found it sort of an interesting conflict, within that community. The other thing that's really important to say about this film is the fundamentalist community is so varied that it's really hard to say fundamentalists are like this, because we'd go to a Christian rock concert, say in Anaheim, and there'd be Christians protesting the Christians inside. And, Jerry Falwell just called the movie the most hateful movie to come out of Hollywood in years. But I just did an interview with Christianity Today with a pastor, a teacher, and a student, and they loved the movie. So it's a very, it's a very diverse community that I don't think there's a hardcore center of it.
Now, I read that scenes that you wanted to shoot in a church, after the church that you had selected as a location found out more about the script, they asked you to leave?
It's funny, I always tell this story, but somewhere early on, someone asked Michael Stipe what the film was about, and he said it was like a vampire movie, but the Christian teens are vampires. So that was all over the internet. So when we were, actually shooting the film and looking for locations, and if people typed in "saved," that was the quote that came up. And we lost locations and we lost, Christian music because of it. Sometimes it wasn't the script, sometimes it was just the scene, and I can understand anyone reading a certain scene out of context, it could be disturbing. And also, it's really hard to tell the tone of a film by reading a script. So I think that, I think when people see the movie, I think they're actually surprised at how, it's funny, but it's also gentle, it's sweet, it's very affirming. I always say it affirms and offends, it has sort of a mixture of both those things, but we definitely lost locations.
So what church did you finally get?
It was a Unitarian church, and those guys were great. I mean, we shot the exterior of the church, and we shot the interior scene where Mary sort of questions the validity of the Virgin Mary, having a miraculous birth.
Has Saved been a difficult film to market? because it could be perceived as very controversial by some Christian fundamentalists. On the other hand, I could see a lot of Christian fundamentalists, teenagers particularly, really loving it.
I think it's been a real challenge for MGMUA, and I think they've done a pretty amazing job. I mean, sort of their approach has been, I've been at like every single film festival. It's been screened for, you know, gay kids. It's been screened for cinephiles. It's been screened for the religious community. It's been screened for, you know, at regular, you know, average Joe people. We've screened for, we've done everything we can to get the word out, or MGM's done everything they can to get the word out about the movie. And it's a little bit confusing because, like I said, the Christian community is so diverse. So I know that they've gotten some slack for presenting the film to a Christian audience. But what I don't think people realize is that there is a large portion of that audience that really embraces this movie.
Do you think that The Passion of the Christ is affecting the marketing of the film or affecting how the film will be perceived?
You know, I think absolutely. We had no idea about The Passion of Christ when we made the movie. And because of Passion of the Christ, we've gotten so much attention that I'm not sure we would have had it not been released. So, I mean, I think we didn't set the release date because of The Passion of the Christ. It was all sort of very coincidental. But I noticed, like, on the chat boards, a lot of people from Passion of Christ chat boards are on the Save chat board. So there's definitely this dialogue going on that I think that opened up for us.
What's the dialogue been like? Have you heard?
The dialogue, it's amazing. We're getting what's really kind of amazing to me is we're this little $5 million film that we shot in 28 days that no one made any money on, that I don't think people were even sure how it would be received into the world. So, like, right now we're the number 7 top movie on IMDb, and that's sort of with no advertising and not a lot of awareness about the movie.
That's the Internet Movie Database.
Yes. Which because it's my first film, I obsessively Google everything about the film every single night.
Uh-huh.
Literally every night. It's sick. But the dialogue is really interesting because most of the controversy is coming from people who haven't seen the film. But sort of beyond the film itself, a lot of the dialogue is between, you know, Christian kids and kids who are secularists. And, you know, there's just sort of this dialogue going back and forth, like, well, I went to school like this, my friends are Christian, and they were really cool. Or, you know, I went to school like this, and Christians were really mean, and it was awful. And, I mean, it's just back and forth. I think we're getting hits, like, every 20 minutes now on the website, which is, and some of the stuff is scathing and mean. And, you know, talking about this film is made by, you know, a New York Jew and Michael Stipe, who's an atheist, and, you know, and it premiered at the Jewish Schmooze Fest in Park City, and just like really anti-Semitic stuff, and it's a very bizarre thing to read at night.
May I ask you about your faith? If you consider yourself to have faith, to practice, and any form of religion?
You know, it's always changing. I mean, I wouldn't say after it was a really odd experience because I had a lot of faith when I was making the film. I mean, I would pray every day. I'd had this very close connection, making sure I was always doing the right thing, that I wasn't going too far, that, you know, that, so I had this, I felt like I had this really close relationship with, you know, God while I was making the movie. And then, like, 9/11 happened and the war happened, and I started, like, reading different books about, you know, Iraq and different policies, and I just totally lost faith, which was really interesting to me because, you know, I was like, well, I think your first job as a human being is personal responsibility and kindness, and that you shouldn't rely on being punished or going to hell or, you know, going to heaven. Like, you just have that. It's an innate responsibility that you have to be responsible for. And so it was kind of weird for me to live in a world where, you know, for a period of time, I didn't believe in God. But, you know, the whole time you think you don't believe in God, you're constantly having dialogue with him. So it's kind of a strange experience. And it's only been recently where, you know, I've just sort of opened myself up to it again. I mean, it's a very, you know, I find it very confusing.
And is the fact that you find it confusing one of the reasons why you wanted to make the movie?
Absolutely, because I think there are so many different religions in the world. And, you know, Mike, you know, again, I go back to that line, they can't all be wrong, but they can't all be right. You know, I mean, they can't all be right, but they can't all be wrong, right? Because it just makes so much sense to me. And I think it's so dangerous to say that there is just one way to find God and to judge people on that.
Brian Donnelly directed and co-wrote the new movie Saved.